Hey guys, what's up? It's me, William the Opinion Updike. I'm here with Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On Network, and you know what that means. It's potty time!
No, dude. I'm kind of positive Chuck Mockler after that intro. I don't know what's going on.
We got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to start with the general NBA wrap-up from the action of last night, some great Western Conference games, top of the East battle, top of the least, okay. If you know what I mean. And then we're going to get into a recap of last night's game versus the Sixers. Devastating loss.
Truly a roller coaster.
And then the matchup for the back-to-back game against the Magic tonight.
Yep.
And then we're going to finish with our Friday segment, which is, of course, we got our PacDiv.
Yeah.
Are we settling on PacDiv for the Pacific Division rankings? And then we got everyone's favorite segment, Love, Marry, Kill.
Let's get into it, guys. We're doing general NBA wrap-up. The Celtics knocked off the undefeated Bucks last night. 117 to 113.
Really close game. Came down to the wire.
Yeah, Giannis had 33, 11, and 2.
Yeah, kind of, I mean...
Botched it.
Kind of botched it there at the end. He missed a finish close to the rim, missed a free throw. Definitely a bummer. Great to see Kyrie back in form.
Dude, Kyrie's the man. He cut his hair, like I said. He's awesome now.
Finished with 28, 3, and 7. You morons still want to trade Kyrie and keep Rozier?
You kind of said that.
Go for it.
That was a classic Will Updike flip-flop take. Celtics had 24 three-pointers, which is unbelievable. The Red Sox were there. Who cares about the Red Sox?
Yeah.
No one listening to this podcast is a Red Sox fan, probably.
I hope not.
Enjoy your baked beans, idiots. Nuggets beat the Cavs 110-91. Nugs are straight rolling to start the season, dude.
I disagree. They're still not for real.
They're rolling, though.
They're beating crappy teams. Gotta Who
win.
Cares?
Gotta win. Hernan Gomez spearheaded the Nuggets effort with a team-high 23. Jokic had 4, 6, and 3, and they still won, which I think is pretty incredible.
Well, I think it's pretty indicative. He played, I think, his lowest minutes of the season. Yeah, this was such an easy game that, like, Mason Plumlee got big minutes. Apparently, there's a Larry Nance Jr. versus Mason Plumlee rivalry no one knew or cared about.
I'm taking Nance.
But it reared its head yesterday. Yeah, of course.
Nance is way cooler, way better. His dad's probably cooler than Mason Plumlee's dad, too.
And then one last thing on the Cavs. JR has demanded a trade, so he didn't play in this game. Who's trading for JR?
Rockets.
What's the market for JR?
Three firsts. I don't know. He'll probably end up on the Rockets or something weird. Or the Lakers with how their team seems to be put together.
No way. No way. No way. No way.
He might.
No way LeBron and JR ever play together again.
They might. Thunder beat the Hornets 111-107. I'm somehow already tired of the Thunder this year.
Yeah.
I can't really explain why. I'm just like, I don't see them making a deep playoff run.
Also, piggybacking on that, I had a concern note. Is Paul George not that good anymore?
No, I think he's falling into the trap. I don't think he's as good as he was, obviously, but yeah. I think it's the Westbrook situation. I think it's just like he's just in that black hole of an offense.
Yeah, where you you kind of seed your opportunities. And it wasn't like he had a double-double, a child's double-double of like 10 and 10. But, you know, I mean, it wasn't terrible play. It's just not like it's not PG-13 level play.
You want to see some rated R type stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll see myself out. Westbrook with a tame 29, 8, and 10. Abrines with a career-high 25, which he looks really good actually right now.
Yeah, he's a good shooter. Did he get rid of those terrible chops? I feel like I didn't see him the last
time.
Full
beard now.
Oh, much better.
Which is great. Schroeder contributed 21. Noel didn't get a lock time. He didn't look good. Will's BFF, Kemba Walker, went off for 21 points.
The GOAT.
Monk with the same. Miles Bridges with the most fun to watch 4, 5, and 2 of all time.
It was really great. He had a sequence where he got the board and he threw it down to Tony Parker, who finished.
That's sick.
He got a feed from Tony Parker and finished around the rim. It was fun to watch.
There we go. The Kings demolished the Hawks 146-115. Pod favorite De'Aaron Fox goes off for 30, 10, and 15 assists, playing out of his mind.
Yeah.
First 20-year-old, I think only 20-year-old other than LeBron to have a stat line like that. Buddy Hield contributed 27, Bagley with 18. This was the perfect game for the Kings.
Oh, yeah.
This is the game that they're going to look back on and be like, man, we had everything working that night.
Yeah, all the pieces fit. Bagley looked really good. You know, I was watching some of the highlights from last night, and I've come around on Bagley playing the three. I think that it makes sense. He's so mobile for like a bigger dude.
Very smooth.
Yeah, he's got a lot of length, and I think that you could, realistically play him like 3 through 5. He doesn't have the handle or the step to be like a to do the point forward in my in my opinion, but like 3 through 5, I think you could slot them in.
Trae Young had 14 points, 10 assists, 5 turnovers, which isn't good. Jeremy Lin led the Hawks with 23. Hawks are still a fun team to watch.
Oh, I mean, I think that's their entire thing right now.
And don't tickets cost like...
They're a bad fun team.
80 cents or something like that to go see the Hawks? It's around 80 cents.
It's really low. I think Cavs games, you can now get tickets for like $2
or something. What's the value of the dollar in Atlanta currently? Is it lower than it is here? The Blazers beat the Pelicans 132 to 119. Look out for Portland. This is their, I put it down here, classic, we're a contender stretch of the season.
I still don't believe it. I'm not seeing it.
I don't believe it, but every year I feel like it's always this early stretch where it's like, dude, the Blazers look good. And then it's like, still bad.
Yeah, I don't even count this like as a real win. It's a tough game on like a very hard back-to-back for the Pels, who played the effing Warriors last night.
Yeah, no Anthony Davis. Night before.
And then, yeah, no Anthony Davis. So enjoy your win, Portland.
Man, you're full of vitriol today. Randall led the way for the Pels with 29. Mirotic and Holiday all set up with just under 20 each. Lillard put up 26. Nurk with 20 and 9. I don't know, pretty good performance from the Blazers, but probably going to flame out. I just want every team in the Western Conference to lose. Coming up after this, we have our recap of the 76ers game and preview of what we got to do against the Magic.
All right, so looking back at last night, there's some good and some bad.
Yeah.
It was not...
First half, bad.
First half, bad. To me, it was not... Maybe because we executed better down the stretch, but it wasn't as bad of a loss to me as the Thunder one was.
It was weird. So the game ended 122-113 in favor of the 76ers.
Yeah.
And it both felt not that close and not that far away from a victory. You know what I'm saying?
I agree 100%. There were points of the game where it felt like this could have been a blowout loss for us. And there were also, I mean...
We had the lead at one point.
We also had a tiny lead. And like, yeah, despite the score, I mean, I still feel like it was a pretty close game.
So the big difference was really just Embiid.
Oh, yeah.
We had no answer for him at all. Boban actually guarded him phenomenally.
Boban did a great job.
Boban did really well. He picked up 4 fouls. Anytime we took Boban out, they would put Embiid back in.
Yeah.
There were some, yeah. Gortat played 9 minutes, putting up 0-2-1. Bradley with 2-1-2-36.
Yeah.
Those are two starters for the Clippers right now.
Yeah.
Not good.
It's not looking great.
So here's something I noticed. Ty Wallace got checked in for the last 5 seconds of the third quarter, and that was his only playing time. Why is he on the roster? I'm not saying this is a disrespectful thing to Ty Wallace. I love Ty Wallace. Why did they sign him for this money if they're going to play him the most disrespectful amount of minutes you can possibly play somebody?
I agree. At the same time, we just do have a pretty good bench, especially when it's functioning well. And it's going to be hard, especially through this beginning stretch of tough games, to really find playing time for those guys.
5 seconds, though? Just don't play him.
I know, but I think that that's going to change a lot, especially in the latter half of the season, once it's more solidified what our plan is going to be. If we're going to settle with not making it to the playoffs and maybe keeping our pick,
yeah.
Or if we're going to, you know, maybe make something happen to get a low seed into the playoffs. And so we'll see.
That's fair. Big story of the first half of this game, 31 fouls called total. In the first half of the game. Kind of dreadful to watch.
Dreadful, but I think not unexpected.
Fouls have been called up way more across the board in the NBA this year. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, and both of these teams, I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. The foul trouble has been a problem for the Clippers. And it's a problem for the Sixers, too.
Justin Russo had a great stat. Turnovers killed us in this game. Against a quick team, like we said,
yeah,
they cashed in on them.
We're broken records.
In the last two games, from Justin Russo, fantastic Twitter, you should follow it. In the last two games, the Clippers have turned the ball over 43 times and given up 68 points on those.
Mm-hmm.
Against teams like the Thunder and the 76ers, that is how you lose.
Yeah, and that amount of points more than covers just the point differential that we lost by.
Yeah,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Jovan Buha had another stat. This is just kind of depressing. Only two Clippers have negative net ratings this season. Avery Bradley, -4.4, and Marcin Gortat, -6.4. Everyone else is at +0.8 or better.
Yeah. Hopefully we see that improve. You know, we are still, I mean...
Figuring it out.
We are still figuring it out, and it's easy for us from where we're sitting to make real knee-jerk reactions, so...
Just kind of tough.
Yeah. I mean, it's still rough. Like, no one wants to look at that stat for, you know... 2/5 of their starters.
Yeah. Positives from this game. Tobias combined for 49 and 16.
Absolutely.
They were playing lights out. I wish in the beginning Tobias was a little more aggressive.
Yeah, I think he did a better job of playing downhill in the second half.
For sure.
He was definitely more aggressive. Yeah, man, it was when he was chipping away in the third at that loss, it, you know, he seemed almost unstoppable.
For sure. And Gallo just looks great.
Dude, Gallo Gallo was really hot from outside. I love Gallo. I've come complete 180 around on. That's a classic William the Opinion flip-flop. Love Gallo. Boban, you know, was the secret sauce.
He made this game winnable.
He really did.
Like, they brought him in and the whole game changed. Sometimes it's going to work, sometimes it's not going to work. Last night, it freaking worked.
I know, and with this trend, you know, like of the unicorns and the hyper-athletic centers that are also shooters, I think Boban, like, he can't play him the whole game.
Yeah.
But I think that he shakes that up because you don't really see that.
And there was an interesting thing that happened with Embiid that when, like, Trez was on Embiid or something like that, he would kind of play out further away from the basket.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Boban got on him, he did the opposite. He would try and bang down low. And it's like that. I mean, I don't know if this was bad coaching or Embiid thinking he could just wanted to try and take Boban down low.
I mean, he did get on him a few times. They do have the benefit of, despite not having shooters, their ball movement is like beautiful compared
to
ours.
They also shot like 65% in the first half.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
They definitely did shoot better. But like, despite not being like a high shooting or high three team, like their ball movement is so much better than ours.
It just felt weird that Embiid, like, yes, he got Boban a couple times, but he played significantly worse when Boban was on the floor, and he wasn't trying to take him off the dribble.
Yeah.
Which is dumb if you're Joel Embiid. You can take Boban off the dribble. What did you think of Tobias guarding Ben Simmons? That happened early.
I thought he did a pretty good job, and I mean, like, I thought Simmons was kind of neutralized. He wasn't really that big of a factor, I didn't feel like, in this game.
Yeah, his assist numbers were kind of inflated just because they shot 65%.
Yeah.
And Embiid had, I think, something like 40 and 13 or something like that.
Yeah.
Redick
had a hot night. I mean, he was great.
Of course. Which, yeah, I guess that's good to see. Lou Williams had 26 and was also integral in getting us the lead.
Yeah. I had some turnovers, though.
Yeah.
He's
been that guy.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't know whether to blame Lou. I don't know if it's just the communication between the team right now isn't maybe always the best. But I don't know. You hate to see guys like Lou making themselves have to work doubly hard because of the turnovers and kind of dumb plays that they're making.
It felt good to see him heat up in this game. I feel like he's getting back to near where he was last season.
My biggest takeaway from this game is that we need another scorer, or I wrote in the notes, we need either two Marcus Morrises off the bench, or we need another 20-point average scorer.
I think that's what Lou's going to get to. I think this game...
Oh, I'm not counting Lou. I mean, we need one more.
Another one? Damn.
We got as much as we can. I mean, like, we couldn't ask for anything more from the three Tobias, Gallo, and Lou Williams. Who we can't ask for anything more from them.
I want 30 points each.
No. They can do it, but like, would they still need another guy or two half guys?
We need Shea to maybe be a little more aggressive.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Yeah.
He played pretty well. Kind of, you know, showing some of his rookie rust, I guess, or rookie.
He looked like a rookie. He still is looking tentative. It seemed like he got his stride a little bit better later in the game. Dude, those two back-to-back blocks by Embiid were so rough to watch.
Yeah, that was kind of rough to watch.
On back-to-back possessions, like, how did you... I don't know. You got to shoot, man. You can't try to go against Embiid at the rim.
I agree. Frustrating loss, but definitely some positives from it.
Yeah.
Hope you guys caught that game tonight.
Also, one last note.
Go ahead.
The Sixers are hot at home. They are 5-0 at home, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, basically a win.
Yeah.
Tonight, we have the second game of a back-to-back, and then thankfully we get a break until Monday. We are playing the Magic tonight. What we need to do well, the first note we have on here, no goddamn turnovers.
Yeah.
Just limit them.
Yeah.
Our guards can't be responsible. We're going to say this, I feel like, for every game.
Yeah.
Like, I think I tweeted, wow, these turnovers are really killing us. He types 3 minutes into the first quarter. Like, truly brutal. Maybe play Ty Wallace at some point against this lesser opponent.
Yeah, something I do like about this is, like, we have bigger guards than they do.
Yes, we do.
So I think that, you know, if we come out with an early lead, we can maybe experiment with some lineups with Ty in there, throw Jerome in there, and obviously Shea will get time, so.
Would love to see some Jerome in there. Gotta control Mo Bamba in the paint.
Yeah.
He's an athletic center, and those just get us. I'm not saying he's going to crush us like Embiid last night.
Yeah, that's fair. Tobias, though, like, I mean, Tobias and Gallo both out-rebound Mo Bamba.
For sure. I agree with that.
But I do think, like, Vooch is going to be a problem.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Gortat could get... I don't know if there's a center that Gortat matches up well against at this point.
I really don't know. I really don't know.
Like, I weirdly was like... not excited for Gortat, was like, oh, okay, yeah, solid piece. Yeah. He'd be great. Has not been solid.
He does a lot well.
But none of it shows up in the stats, which I'm like, that's fine if you do a lot well, it doesn't show up in the stats, but usually those guys have one thing that shows up in the stats.
Yeah.
Like, Gortat has nothing.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
He leads the league in tattoos that are hammers. It's what Gortat leads the league in. Starting lineup needs to contribute on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, we can't.
Specifically, I think we're talking about the two people.
Yeah.
Bev and Brad.
Yeah. You know, Bradley's been picking up as of late. I think he's now averaging like 8 points a game.
Good to see.
Patrick Beverley is at like 5 points per game. And like that for a starting point guard just isn't going to cut it. It would if his assist rate was double what it is right now.
Yeah.
But that's not happening either.
Agreed. Interior defense has to improve. I'm thinking they're going to come out pretty hungry after last night getting feasted on.
Oh, yeah.
God. Got to play downhill, be aggressive. This was a note that you put in that I really liked. Communicate well in transition.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
It's been goofy this year.
It's been really goofy, and we are a team that ranks in the top 10 in pace. The Magic rank in the bottom 10.
Yeah.
So we need to make them uncomfortable early on by asserting our pace. And like I think a key to that is going to be communicating in transition. I feel like I'm saying this every single time we're previewing a game now too, but yeah, like just that communication needs to be there, and like We should force them to play at our pace.
So what could go wrong? We kind of touched on this previously. Might get eaten alive on the boards by Vucevic and Bamba. We hope that doesn't happen. Evan Fournier is taking almost seven three-pointers a game,
yeah,
which is insane. He's only shooting 27%. But if there's going to be a team that he gets hot on, it's going to be us just because.
Yeah, and I'm going to defer that to Bradley. I think that Bradley is a good match for Fournier. And if he's not going to be contributing a whole lot of scoring, I'd like to at least see Fournier completely neutralized.
I like this next note you put in too.
Oh, yeah.
They literally, the only thing that Patrick Beverley and Bradley do is shoot really early in the shot clock.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, make an okay pass.
Yeah. Well, generally there's no pass.
Yeah. And then they just jack up a three with like 14 seconds left.
A lot of wasted possessions with that.
Key matchups, going to run this through real quick so we can get to our Pacific Division rankings. What are they going to do without Mozgov?
I know, the Magic. They're going to be missing Mozgov.
League worst offensive rating.
Yeah, there's no reason that these guys should score 100 points at us. So I'm like, I'm early previewing what I think our score is going to be, but I don't think these guys should score 100 points on us. That's just me.
Hey.
You know, I'm twisted.
I'm twisted. Yeah. Backcourt battle of the old men, Beverly versus EJ Augustine. Let's hope Beverly wins. Bradley versus Fournier, I think Bradley can neutralize. I think you're right. I think he should be able to neutralize him.
Yeah.
That's a matchup to watch.
And then, as we said earlier, like our starters need to show up. And you know who we're talking about. Their starters average about 65.6 points per game, and ours are at 58.
Oof. Yeah, they got to show up. Gallo versus Gordon, this could be kind of trouble.
You know what? I like this matchup. Gallo is bigger. He's stronger.
I don't know if he's stronger.
I think he's stronger.
Well, I don't.
He's taller and he weighs more, so that equals strength.
So stronger. If anyone's gonna have a big game for the Magic, it's gonna be Aaron Gordon, I think, personally.
Oh, really? I think if anyone has a big game, it's gonna be Vooch.
We'll see. I'll let you read your note about Tobias.
I want to see Tobias eat Jonathan Isaac's soul. I want to see him block him hard a couple times and really get in his head. I like Jonathan Isaac. I think he could be a good young player. He's no match for Tobias.
I mean, agree. I want to see him eat his soul too. I want to see so much soul eaten tonight that Tobias, I don't know, turns into Jonathan Isaac. I don't know what happens when you eat someone's soul.
Yeah.
So what was your prediction? Sorry, go over it one more time.
Oh, so my prediction is 95-120 in favor of the Clippers.
I went 130-110 Clips.
Okay.
Oh, also from last week or from yesterday, I owe Will a gin and tonic.
Yeah.
Because Mike Scott did not get to 10 points. Didn't even really get close.
Loser.
Coming up after this.
You, not Mike Scott.
Coming up after this, some real quick Pac-Div power rankings. We got our first hot take. Let's get into it. So, my current power rankings.
I mean, ours are just going to be the same, so we can just talk about each one.
We got Warriors at one. Dumb, boring.
There's no, I mean, there's no question.
Cool. I'm putting Kings two.
Oh, I agree. They're ahead in the rankings right now.
They're 6-3.
They played some crap teams, but like.
Let them have it.
Let the sack have this.
Clippers at three.
Yeah.
Which I think is fair.
I think that's fair. We're at 500 right now.
Suns, I'm putting ahead of the Lakers.
I like it.
We like it.
Even with book out, I like
it. Even with one win that the Suns have, I think, I like it. The Lakers are last in our power rankings. They might fire their coach after 8 games and a garbage roster.
So not smart.
Everyone's like blaming Luke, and it's like, he didn't want these players. This was stupid Magic, not stupid Magic Johnson, but like, what do you expect? You don't have a center. This is...
It's also just a new team. Like, these people just like haven't played together.
Never played together. That's our power rankings. Pretty much the standings right now are the exact same with the Lakers are ahead of the Suns.
Do you want to give our user hot take and then we'll get into our love, marry, kills?
Yeah. So we got our first user hot take. We're going to figure out how to actually put the audio into the broadcast. It was a little sketchy today. Our first hot take, I really like this one. It said, yo, my hot take is this. Gallo will play 60 games.
Hey!
We hope so. Another one is that Tobias will lead the Clippers to the sixth seed.
That's a spicy one.
This young man did not leave his name. We very much appreciate the hot take. We hope you're listening. I love the hot take.
I like it.
We're on board with it.
Love both of them.
So far, we're 1-for-1 with these hot takes. Keep them coming. That was a fantastic hot take. Now, everyone's favorite part of Friday.
Love, marry, kill.
So... here's who we are loving, marrying, and killing. We went with the worst starters on all of these for all of the Pacific Division teams.
This one is real cringeworthy. Like, it's, I don't know. Like, I feel dirty talking about loving, marrying, and killing any of those people.
Who are you loving?
Dude, I'm going to love Iman Shumpert, I guess.
I had the same love, too.
Probably the worst starter on the Kings. But you know what? He's had some good games, and he's, like, having a little bit of a comeback. And it's, like,
could be fun.
You know, I'd explore. I'd explore the option.
Yeah, he's the older man that you're like, oh, I didn't realize anyone drank just gin on the rocks anymore. That kind of thing. Who are you marrying?
I got a crazy one for you.
What is this?
I'm marrying Lonzo Ball.
You're going young, you cradle robber.
I know. I think that, you know, that the starting five for the Lakers is better than their record has been thus far.
Not bad at all.
And Ball is probably maybe the weakest point of that. There's, you know, arguments to be made, but I still do love a lot of his game. I do think he's got a lot of potential, and, you know, even though he's on the Lakers of Anaheim, you know, he's a good guy. And I think that he could be a solid franchise guy.
Well, I hope your guys' marriage works out, because you're, you know, really not getting a lot of options this young in his life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would marry Ryan Anderson.
Interesting.
You know, he's been around at this point. He had the flash back in Houston. He was on that team. Now he's going to the Suns. He's just there to play basketball, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
He's there to do his thing. I think we could really, you know, our love is like a crock pot, you know?
It's really slow. Stewing. It's like, you don't have to show out for anybody. You don't have to, you're not posting couple goals like on Instagram
or
anything.
Sweatpants and Netflix type of thing.
Yeah, you're very comfortable.
So killing, I think we're both going with the same right here.
Yeah, it's not going to be a surprise.
Gortat.
It's Marcin Gortat. It's Marcin Gortat.
The Polish, I don't know, what's worse than a hammer?
I don't know.
Nail. He's the Polish nail at this point, because he's getting hammered. Woo! Man, I'm on one today.
Spicy. Yeah,
he's playing terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't think he should start.
Yeah.
I don't care who we start.
Yeah, that's fair.
Start Gallo at the five.
Start Gallo at the five,
I
man.
I don't care.
Or a three center lineup.
Dude, we talked about it yesterday. Doc, we know you're listening. You did the opposite of what we want to do with Sindarius. So take this piece of advice. That's all for us today. Guys, on Monday, we got a great show for you. We're going to be recapping the hopeful victory against the Magic, previewing the game on Monday night against the Timberwolves, and doing our classic rookie report, the Freshies.
Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. I'm William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
Have a good one.